Right, my name is Dario, and I am the minister of the Living Room, which is a church plant of the Presbyterian Church. And one of, well, our mission statement is stories shared and lives changed. And one of the most amazing stories that we have come across in the Living Room has been one story that Brian and I went to the New Lodge, and I met this woman, this girl. And this girl today is with us, and her name is Gemma. Gemma, will you come up here? Gemma, come on. Basically, I'm going to ask you two questions today. When we first met you, where were you at?
I'd just attempted suicide a couple of weeks before I met you and Brian. Mm-hmm. So self-harm, suicide, just thought there was no way out. So it was just in a really, really bad place. Just thought there was no light at the end of that tunnel.
And our second question, once we met you, and this is almost about 3 years ago, yeah. The journey has taken, what's been the biggest changes in your life?
It's been a journey from the very, very start, just up and down and all the rest of it. But yourself and Brian called to my door about 9 months ago, unexpected, and I was having one of them really, really bad days. And I was praying and all the rest of it myself, and it was just really bad that I was going to do something silly again. And you just called my door, just unexpected, and you knew there was something wrong. So you just came in and really prayed for me, and that's the day I met the Holy Spirit, to just stop taking the anxiety tablets. Just felt overwhelmed, just the heat, everything just didn't stop smiling for about 3 weeks afterwards, and it just went on from strength to strength from there. It was great.
That's amazing. That's really, really, really good. And, I mean, that is remarkable what the Lord has done in your life, and He will continue to do.
Every day. It's just getting better and stronger and learning about the Bible and going to church. It's just great. So it is. So.
Excellent. I said two questions, but there's one more. Okay. There's always one more. What about the debts? Where are you at?
Got a letter about 3 weeks ago, and I'm now debt free.
Thank you.
Amen. What a story. And as John put the stats up, the 290 families that have contacted us over the last 4 years, Gemma just represents one of those families. And time after time, when people are broken and they ask for the help, we're able to visit them in their own homes. We're able to journey with them on two different tracks. One is the track to solve the debt, to try and take all that stuff away. We take the paperwork and do that work for them. And 47 families are now debt-free as a result. But as we share what God has done, as we allow God to speak into those situations time and time again, just miraculous changes, and that's what we're here to do tonight, to give thanks and to celebrate what God has done and what He's continuing to do. And I really appreciate many of you who have joined with us tonight. I know that there are many in church tonight who have actually, like Gemma, become debt-free, and that's a real time for Thanksgiving tonight. And many others are still on the journey. A couple of other stories now, and I'm going to ask Ron and Howard to come up. Go the other way. Yeah. As John said, we're really blessed with the number of churches who have stood beside us, because we cannot do this across this whole geography of North Belfast and Newton Abbey without the churches sharing with us. And thank you for joining with us tonight, a number of the ministers from some of those churches. One of the churches that I spoke at a while ago was Abbey, down in Monkstown, and appealed, as I always would, for help and for support workers. And Howard came forward on that occasion and offered to join with me as a support worker. And again, a few months went past and nothing had happened, and I was speaking to Howard, and no one had phoned up close to where he lived. So I said, well, we just got a call from this man. And I said, Howard, what about maybe going a wee bit further down the Antrim Road? Are you okay with that? He said, that's fine. So the two of us arrived one day at this man's door, and we're going to actually ask Ron now to tell his story. Ron, do you want to give us a little bit of background just before you met Cap? And I know that you'd probably go on for half an hour, so can you condense that into about 2 minutes?
47 years ago. No, that's wrong. Can I just say two things before I get into my story? Number one, I'm old enough and weird enough that I went to Woodstock. The band here tonight is good. They're very good. And thank you. Number two, anybody here ever see the film Bambi? Yeah. I saw it when I was 5, and it was kind of like Niagara Falls City. So if I get a bit emotional over the next few minutes, just hang in there with me. So, my story.
You're not local, Ron, are you?
No, I came here in 1979, which is well over 30 years ago, which is why I talk like you guys now. That's what they think when I go home. I originally drove a JCB for a couple of years. I tried to find a tank, but I couldn't get one. So, and then I went to Queens as a mature student and studied economics, then computer science. And I had a wonderful career. At the age of 40, in material terms, my life was great. I was driving a BMW. I could jet off to New York City for a long weekend. Okay? I had 2 kids fairly late in life. Just as an aside, for my 50th birthday, a friend with a weird sense of humor gave me a sweatshirt and said, age 48, baby one. Age 49, baby two. Age 50, the snip. I didn't laugh at the time. I retired from a public sector organization here in 2005. I used to be a member of America's largest religious group, and the statistics are there to back this up. And it's not Baptists. Sadly, it's not even Presbyterians. It's ex-Roman Catholics. But in 2007, I was chrismated and confirmed in the Antiochian Orthodox Church, which, aside from the birth of my children, was the most moving moment in my life. And I think we all know what Acts has to say about Antioch. It's first place the disciples call themselves Christian. So, back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So, you're now in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
You're 2007, you've come to the Orthodox Church. And most people, you know, drive past the Orthodox Church down the Antrim Road and wonder what goes on inside. So, now you know, Ron's been there, done that. So, some difficulties in life then, Ron, and you heard about CAP. Do you just want to tell us how you did and what happened when CAP?
Yeah. I don't propose to go into the difficulties. They're still even now pretty raw and painful. The Lord has helped me through them, and definitely the Holy Spirit. I'd contacted the Citizens Advice Bureau. Let's just leave it at that. Simultaneously in my church, 2 people, unbeknownst to each other, said, check out Christians Against Poverty. They're really good. And I did. So, what do you want me to tell you now?
Okay, so we knocked the door one day, yeah? How did that feel for you?
Pretty scary, really, really scary. I told myself, I'm not going to quote scripture tonight, but I think we're all aware about Moses in Egypt. And I'm also, some of you might be aware that Bill Clinton once said that denial ain't just a river in Egypt. I was in serious denial. I had mounting debts, maxed out on more than one credit card, stressed out, self-medicating excessively. And it all built up, and I had a heart attack beginning of this year. And that was not a bad thing. It was God's will, because it actually saved my life. And they tell me I have another shelf life of at least another 20, 25 years.
Okay, Rob. You see, you had it all written down. You said you were going to read this out. Okay, so we're on this journey, and I know that you're not going into all the detail, and that's fine. There was one particular moment most recently whenever you felt that God was very much in all of this stuff. Do you just want to give us a little bit of background on that and what happened on that occasion, and we're going to celebrate with you on that then?
Okay. I just want to say one thing. In the Orthodox Church, and I suspect other churches, discipleship is very, very important. And there's a real relation, even in the words, between discipline and discipleship. Discipline is the other side of discipleship. Discipleship without discipline is like waiting to run a marathon without ever practicing. And I think that's what I was trying to do before Cap came on the scene. Discipline without discipleship is like always practicing for the marathon, but never participating. And with the intervention of Cap, I think I'm doing both now. Couple personal words.
Howard
and Brian are in a very real way doing God's work, real, practical, day-to-day work. And I thank them the Lord for it. And I've been blessed and fortunate in my working with him. We have a saying in the States, and you probably have it here, okay? The sign of a good man is a man who will go the extra mile. These guys have gone more than the extra mile. They have taken me to the sun because they work for the Son of God. A couple weeks ago, I was in court. Very fraught situation to deal with my ex-partner and property issues. Brian and Howard were there, I mean literally there, sometimes at my computer praying with me and helping me write stuff I had to write. And on the day, they were literally there in the courtroom with me. And a miracle occurred. And things kind of turned out a lot better than I would have anticipated before the event. Can I just conclude with something?
Go ahead.
I said I'm not going to corrupt scripture. That's a bit of a lie. We all know that there's no two journeys the same, and there's definitely no two journeys the same into and out of debt. But in your journey, guys, know you are supported by good people, and more importantly, know you're supported by God's grace and love. I want to leave you with a brief quote from Philippians. For all you who are experiencing debt, journeying out of debt, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Just remains me to wish you all happy trails on your journey out of debt and God's blessing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ron. God bless. I don't watch the soaps, but I know many of you do. And I know you're always left hanging for the next episode. And tonight we're doing a sequel. Last year, I know some of you were here. I know one or two who were here and stood up here are relaxing tonight. But one of the stories that was told last year has the next step to the story. Christine and Iris, do you want to join us? Great. One right here, Iris. Yeah. Last year, Graham stood with me here and told his story. Graham was with the folks from New Mossley, who are with us tonight. Great to see you again, guys. And Graham told of how he lost his job, difficulty in his relationship, all the difficulties that went through that, and was able to contact CAP through the work with Ian and the others in New Mossley, was able to come back, found Christ through that experience, got back together with Iris, and they were married last year. And we thought that was the end of the story, because last year they explained that at that stage they were debt-free. More recently, that has just been confirmed, debt-free. And now there's another wee update to that story, isn't there, Iris? What, you were two children at that stage?
Yes, we're expecting our third now in April again.
The point about a lot of the folk that we deal with in CAP is that when they find what has happened for them, they want to share that with others, and they want others to be helped in a similar way. At that stage, Iris shared with her sister, Christine. Christine and Neil had been going through a very difficult time as well. Similar circumstances, Neil lost his job, weren't able to continue with the mortgage, and at that stage had lost their house. And again, all the complexities that that throws up in a debt situation. So Christine was referred to us by Iris. Graham came in as a support worker and helped us through that. And all that stuff's going on, and we're almost at the end of that journey, Christine, in terms of the debt journey. But then last year, something else happened. And we're not going to get you to tell as much as Ron did, but just a wee update from last year now in terms of what happened that in New Mossley.
I've came to faith as well alongside Iris in the Church of New Mossley, and it's been great.
Brilliant. And that just sums up what we're doing. We're helping people that journey, the practical journey out of debt, and as they see that God's in it, God wants to bless, that's what happens. And again, thank you guys for coming off. Really appreciate it. Thank you.